Hello. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and I hope you're having a great week already. And we brought this week out of the box yesterday, didn't we, on Sunday? Wow, I'm in Seattle on Whidbey Island, and I'm doing the show remote with Eric's great help as our in-house producer. Eric, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Barb.
Wonderful. The wind is blowing, and the white caps I can see on the water, and yet it still is a gorgeous day. And wherever you are, I just want to bring you up to date on all the great things we're doing through our radio show, and we really want to thank you so much for listening. We have two wonderful guests today. Cheryl from Tennessee is going to talk with us about staging ideas, decorating tips, and then later in the hour, we're going to be having Ross Dunn, who is the CEO and owner, co-owner of StepForth.com. And he is such a genius at sharing ideas with all of us about how you place your website in the Internet, how the Internet works, and how you can be more effective or use the Internet more effectively. And we work with Ross as our genius behind our sites to keep us out there looking great all the time. And Cheryl is an accredited staging professional in the great state of Tennessee, and we're going to be talking with her after the first commercial. So as I bring you up to date, I'd just like to let you know some of the cool things that are going on. Number one, I've been reading a great book, and it's called The Power of Now. And I don't know about you, but I like to get books on audio cassettes, and they have these at the stores, usually at the bookstores, so that you can listen in your car, because it's hard to kind of fit in the reading sometimes with our busy schedules. Do you have a hard time getting reading done, Eric, as well?
Absolutely. I love getting the books on CD or tape, like you said, and it's great when you have a long drive. I love them for trips or just the commute, too. So, yeah, I'm with you 100%.
It really does work that well. I mean, really well that way. And currently I'm listening to a couple of books on tape that I'm just having the best time with. In fact, one of them is The Da Vinci Code, and that is like a top seller. It's been number one, two, or three. And I'm finding that very, very interesting. It's written in novel form, and yet there is a lot of research that he did. And it's really about, gosh, so much of the past, about Mary Magdalene and about the chalice and just a lot of history in French and in France and Italy.
This has been a really huge surprise hit this year, from what I
understand.
A lot of people are reading it.
Really is.
It.
And it's on tape, and so I've been listening to this. And so this man on tape plays the voices of females and males, and Jacques, he is the detective, and he talks like this.
Uh-huh.
And then he talks like the lead lady in the novel, and she talks like this, and they have all these voice changes, and it cracks me up. It's so funny.
That's
but
great.
I'm telling you, it keeps you on the edge of your seat, and the book as a novel is so well written. And I think anyone in any walk of life would really enjoy it. I highly recommend it. It's by Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Code, and he's the former, or is the author, of the previous hit, Angels and Demons, which was a big seller, too. But the one that's really got the attention is the one I just talked about. And then the other, which I find to be really enlightening, is The Power of Now. And a few of those ideas I want to share, because I talk about The Power of Now in our seminars as well, the seminars that I've written and present. And Eric, this last Thursday and Friday, it was my distinct joy to have the opportunity to teach wonderful people that attended the seminar in Kirkland and the Seattle King County Association of Realtors. And remember, we interviewed the CEO recently, or the exec, about their home buying expo, has us give the program there. So we had realtors from all over, literally, come from the Northwest, but we also had three people that flew in from Arkansas, and a realtor from there, and then we had realtors that came from Spokane and other parts of the state, as well as the greater Seattle area, including Federal Way and Kent and Tukwila. And then we had a lady that flew in from Alaska, who I named Miss Alaska. She looked like an Eric. And we just had the most wonderful experience being together. There were 55 in the course. and we shared 2.5 days of just really positive talk, positive choices, positive ideas, and about the power of now, as well as many, many countless staging ideas and how to run a staging business as a stager, or how to be a more effective realtor as you present the staging concepts to your clients. So we go 12 hours the first day, man. It's really full of energy and great ideas. And then the second day, we end at 5:30. And what we did was to stage a house in the Kirkland area, between Kirkland and Bothell, that was very close to the class. And we had a wonderful family that we helped there. And because we had 55 people, I had really the opportunity to divide 9 teams times 6. I think 9 times 6 is 54. Is that right? I hope so. Eric, is that right?
Sounds about right.
Something like that. And so we had 9 teams, and we were able to stage 9 different rooms with 6 or more in a team. And I want to say hi to my great team in California at the large office of StageHomes.com down in the great Concord, Walnut Creek, East Bay area. So give it up for Shell, give it up for Gary, give it up for Sandy. Just really appreciate the three of them so much and hope they're all feeling better. They had the flu in our office, which everybody's got to be careful of that. And I know there's a shortage on flu shots, although I'm not sure I want one anyway. And then I want to give a big thank you to BJ Johnson, who's here running the Seattle operation in our wonderful Seattle office, and just to our wonderful team all around the United States, of all of our accredited staging professionals and our great ASPs in Canada, and the people that really write us and ask questions about staging, and all the homeowners that are looking for homes to buy or sell and want a staging professional or a great ASP realtor. And so to bring you all up to date, I understand that we came out in Money Magazine in the November issue. And I haven't even seen it yet, but I've gotten emails from those that have. Business Week magazine is doing a whole spread on StageHomes.com and on yours truly on staging, and that should be out this week or next week. And then Naren Freeman, who's been on our show, our radio show, I interviewed her a few weeks back, was on the CBS Early Morning Show last Monday. And Family Circle is doing a piece and an article that will be coming out in the near future. And we've been receiving some inquiries from other major television shows that are national as well as other national publications. So we're very pleased to be able to spread the word that when you sell your home, you need to stage it. And when you move into your new home, you want to stage it too. You don't want all that clutter around. And that staging can actually be a way of life. And so I'm jazzed, as the music indicates, every time we start our show with, I'm so excited. And the excitement stays with me. And so it's just really great to start my week off with all of you. And do remember that we now have the show on Friday. So from 2 to 3, you can tune in and hear the show. Plus, we stream them all the past shows live by clicking on the correct link on StageHomes.com. You can listen to any of the past radio shows. So while you're working on the Internet and it's in the evening, why not tune in through StageHomes.com, click on the links. It'll take you to our past shows. While you're doing your work, you can hear many of our great guests talk about decorating ideas, staging ideas, how to run a business more professionally and profitability so that it makes, you know, good sense, about health ideas, exercise ideas, and just really how to live a really positive life. Our Sheldon, our site designer, Eric, is now going to be going through our whole site of the shopping center, which is the staging shopping center. We're going to be putting on new products, so people everywhere listening, please watch for those. It's stagingshoppingcenter.com. We've just rolled out our new international sites of IHOSP, and that's IAHSP.
Wait, is that where you get the pancakes?
Well, no, you're so cute. I love you. That's really IHOP.
Oh, okay.
And I know, I thought of that when I named it. And you can tell I'm on a roll, man, so I'm glad you said that. And so IHOP is where you get those pancakes. And
right.
IHOSP is where we have our association. And I is for international.
Okay.
And then CA is for association. And then H is for home, that makes sense. And S is for staging, right? Mm-hmm. And P is for professional. I had to spit it out there, professional.com. And that's where you find the members of the association. And our convention is coming in May, and that seems a long way away. But my gosh, look how close Hanukkah and Christmas are. I mean, think about it. Scary. November. Halloween. Isn't Halloween Sunday?
Halloween is Sunday, yes.
Halloween is Sunday. Have you got your Halloween things out yet?
I bought a pumpkin yesterday, so...
Well, cool, man.
I'm going to carve it sometime this week, I hope.
Do you like carving pumpkins?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a fun thing to do every year. How can you not?
Well, now give us a tip. What would be Eric's tip for carving pumpkins? I'm putting you on the spot. How do you do this? I mean...
What do you think? I'm some kind of pumpkin carving expert?
Yeah,
well,
I do. Do you have a pattern, or do you just do freeform?
What I like to do is first I, you know, design something on paper, and then what I'll do is I'll take a Sharpie, a magic marker, and then I'll draw the design on the pumpkin ahead of time, and then I'll go in with the knife and then cut that design out. And that seems to work pretty well. You can do some fairly intricate designs if you design it ahead of time. And usually you can, if you mess up with the marker, you can clean that off with a little bit of alcohol or something like that.
See, I knew I asked the right man. My intuition and spirit said to ask you, I'm impressed. Now, do you do this in your kitchen or your laundry room?
Wherever, you know, usually at a table.
And you put newspapers down, or what do you do there?
I do put newspapers down because you got all that gunk on the inside that you got to get rid of. So it's a good idea to set out a bowl or a pan to take all that. A lot of people like to save the seeds out and cook the seeds, and we do that as well. And so that's a lot of fun, too.
Okay, man, tell me how to cook the seeds, because once I tried it and I really blew it. So what is your tip or secret for doing the seeds? Do you put salt on them, and how long do you bake them?
I don't generally do it, but I believe what you do is you take them out and you spread them out on a cookie sheet.
Okay.
And then you want to use a kind of a low heat, and probably, I guess, around 300, and then just bake them for not too long.
Okay.
I would say probably 20 minutes, but you know, go back and check to make sure they're not burning and that they're crisp. And you want to sprinkle a little bit of salt on them probably after you bake them.
Yeah, I must have done an hour because I cremated the darn thing.
Ooh, yeah, that's probably too long.
I see. Now, I know I have the right man. You heard it here, everybody. This is our expert on pumpkins.
I'm like a modern-day Martha Stewart here.
Well, no, I get to be that. No, you get to be the Sam Stewart. You're the Eric Stewart. No.
Okay.
Someone actually sent me an email today that Martha was staging in jail.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's going around everywhere. And we bless everyone wherever they are, whether they're in prisons or God bless Martha and all of her people.
I heard that she said she was working on some innovative recipes.
Well, there you go.
With her friends in prison. So
okay, well, there you go.
We'll look forward to those when she comes out. Jailhouse Stew, everybody.
Well, we wish everyone well wherever they are living, and hopefully safely, and all people everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And so as we think about Halloween coming, I just really appreciate you sharing, and I love hearing how you did that. And before we go to commercial break, now what tools, I mean, anybody's got a kitchen knife usually, but, you know, I found it hard to carve the small parts without. Do you have little extra tools that you get to do it with?
I generally just use a knife, and I just use two separate sizes. I use one of the big butcher knives to cut the top open, and then, you know, to kind of do some of the bigger stuff. And then I use a smaller, like a steak knife, and usually like one that's like, I don't know if you have these Ginsu kind of style.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
those. Serrated ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those
work
really well.
Oh, cool. So those are good at...
Those are better for the detailing.
Okay, detailing is very important in this fabulous pumpkin you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just got the idea I could do my staging logo on the pumpkin.
You absolutely could.
And then we could do ASP pumpkins for the accredited staging professionals and ASPM pumpkins for the masters. And then we could carve a little house. Oh, my gosh, you got me so excited. We could do a little house pumpkin so that we carve it out so it's a little roof and it's windows and the front door and the whole deal.
That's a great idea.
Oh, well, man.
If you do these now, you're going to have to put them on the website for everybody to see.
Well, there you go. Anyone listening that has great pictures of pumpkins they've done, I'm serious. I'm very serious. I have this fun side to me, and then I have the serious side, like most of us do. I'm serious. Send me pictures of your pumpkins, and we'll post them on the site. It would be my joy. You know, we are now up to over 1,500,000 hits a month on our stagedhomes.com site and growing. So if you want your pumpkins seen, send them to Barb at stagedhomes.com, and we'll get them up there for a fun Halloween. That would be really great. And, Eric, you're just so wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to work with you, and thanks for the ideas. We are going to go to commercial break, everyone, and when we come back, we're going to interview, my joy, my pleasure, our first guest all the way from Tennessee, Cheryl Haas. It was my joy to interview her. Listen to our commercial sponsor. We need them, and they help keep us on the air. You're listening to Barb Schwerz with Staging Life with Barb. It's a real joy to be with you today. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And as we go to break, since we were talking about Halloween, we got the Addams Family song.
So oh, good.
Enjoy a little bit of that.
Oh, I love you.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together, ookie, the Addams Family.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwerz again, and thanks so much for listening to Staging Life with Barb. My joy every Monday and Friday from 2 to 3 is to share great ideas with you about your home, your happiness, and your health, and hopefully light up your day so it's an even more positive, wonderful day. I am so privileged and honored to work with our accredited staging professionals that I meet and our trainers meet around the United States, Canada, and the world, really. And so it gives me such great joy to interview them every week. And those of you listening, I always like to have us give out during my segment with them their phone number so that you can call them, and also our site, and that is stagedhomes.com, S-T-A-G-E-D-H-O-M-E-S, one word, stagedhomes.com. So you can go on the site, and you can type the name of our guest in each week, and you can see them right while I visit with them. And today it gives me great joy to introduce to you our wonderful guest, Cheryl Haas, ASP from Tennessee. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm doing great, Barb. How are you guys today?
Well, we're just wonderful. What's the weather like in Tennessee?
Still hot.
Oh, it's still hot. How hot is it?
80.
Oh, my gosh, it is hot.
Yeah. I still have my pool open, though.
Now, I wanted to spell everyone's last name for you, so it's H-A-A-S.
That's correct.
And it's Cheryl, the regular way, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Right.
So that everyone could go to look at you on the site if they would like to do that. And so it gives me such joy to have you on. And tell us a little bit about your business. What all do you do in your staging business?
Well, I started out just doing the home staging, and it's developed into the move-in service as well, like you mentioned earlier.
It really works, doesn't it?
It was a natural transition.
It really is, because people love what you do, and then as they're selling their house, and they say, oh, my gosh, could you come and do this where we're moving?
And I began as a professional organizer, so it's actually gone full circle.
That is so great. Now, which city, let everybody know the area that you're in.
I'm in the Memphis area.
We love Memphis.
Oh, yes.
Memphis must be really growing.
It is, but it's new to home staging. There aren't many professional home stagers, official certified staged homes, home stagers in the Memphis area as yet. We're working on that.
Well, the key is that you're helping, you know, lead the rest. And it's interesting because many people will say, and I'm talking about you in this case, that many homeowners will say, oh, I've never heard of that before. And yet, you know, when I was speaking 40 weeks a year and traveling, the Board of Realtors in Memphis brought me in to do seminars, and yet it was the realtors that took those seminars, not the sellers.
Right.
And so with the television shows and with our great sites, of which you are a part at stagedhomes.com, and people can see and find you there, it's really helping, you know, bridge the gap, and people are hearing about it, and it's so interesting how they won't know, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, I've been hearing about that everywhere now. Now, how many days a week are you doing your business right now?
Well, I'm trying to keep it down to 5. But it's not working real well.
Well, see, when you're
and
good, you're in
I also minute. Try to stop by 5:30 at night, and that doesn't always work either.
Right. That's
I am
true.
So busy, there needs to be 2 of me, actually. I actually have a crew.
Good. Now, tell us about your crew.
Well, this is a full-time business for me. I'm a new empty nester. So I'm full-time, and I actually have 8, a crew of 8 that help me out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what are all the roles?
I have 2 ladies that love to clean out closets and organize cabinets. Let's go figure.
That's wonderful. We love them.
Yes, we do. And then I have a handyman who happens to be my dad.
Oh, good.
And, yeah. And then I have other ladies and one more gentleman that will help me just do general, if I need help furniture repositioning or we need an organizing, anything I need them to do. And they're on, you know, they're all on my crew. So
that is so great. The service that you're offering is just wonderful. And time goes so quickly that I want to make sure that everyone listening, and I want to give you notice to all my listeners, grab your pencil right now, because you never know when you might have a friend that is moving to Memphis or a relative that lives there or a way that you could refer business to Cheryl or she could help you wherever you are, because I teach my ASPs that we can do consultations by email as well. So let's say that you lived in a different city. All you have to do is send digital pictures of your property to Cheryl, and she can give you advice online and charge you by the hour to do that and help you stage your property. And the best way to find her on the Internet is by going to stagetomes.com and typing in Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, and her last name is H-A-A-S. And then you can click her email address. You can go to further information about her on the web as well as her feature page. And what is your best phone number for people that might want to call you in the future?
Well, actually, I have a toll-free number for those long-distance clients, because I do have several long-distance clients. Like you mentioned, the web has been a wonderful tool.
Good,
the
Stage
Homes website.
Good.
It sure has. And that toll-free number is 877-460-4567.
Okay, and being this young, I used to say old school teacher, being this young school teacher that I am, we're going to repeat that. So the first part I got, that was 877, which is toll-free. And then the next part is?
460-4567. It's a very organized number, isn't it?
I love it, girl. You're walking
that was
the
on purpose.
You are walking the talk. 4567.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. We need to have you come out to our convention in May.
Oh, I've already planned it.
Oh, girl, I'm
telling
you.
It's on the calendar. I've made my reservations.
Oh, I am so proud of you. And have you let us know if you want to give a talk or not, or speak or not?
No.
Well, you think about that.
I'll have to think about it. I do public speaking here and do presentations here in Memphis. So.
Well, see, girl, this could be something that we would love.
And I'm a former educator. There you go, Barb.
And
we're in the same family.
We are, girl, and so and I feel really in sync with you. So I feel it real easy calling you girl, so I hope that works for you. And so, Cheryl, it's just a real joy to connect with you. And what is the name of your business again?
It's called Defining Touch. That's D-E-F, like Frank.
Defining.
I am the Defining Touch to sell your home.
I love it. What a great name. I knew that, but I want our people listening to know that. And tell us, because, again, time does go so fast, what is a great idea that you just learned this year or been doing with your people that you think our listeners would enjoy hearing? Just a quick tip that comes to you about organizing or staging. What's something that you're just bursting to tell us?
Oh, gee, there's so many things. I had a great trainer, too, so she gave me lots of ideas when I went through training.
Good.
That was Jackie Riggins.
Yep,
Jackie.
She is a doll.
And I tell you, one of the things that I offer to my clients it comes into play in home staging, but it's something they can carry over into their personal organization as well. Is now that we're changing seasons, is how to take care of the clothing when you're changing over from one season to the next.
Yes.
What I have them do is when you change closets, hopefully you don't cram everything in one closet all year long. When you're changing, cram is a Southern word, by the way. When you're changing closets, everything that's on a hanger, you hang in your closet backwards. Then as you use it throughout the season, you hang it back on the rod the correct way. At the end of the season, anything that is still turned backwards means you never wore it. Out it goes.
Oh, that is
you like
genius.
That?
Yeah, that is genius. What an idea. So it's like right now I would go into my closet where I have the winter clothes, and I would face them all one direction.
Correct.
So every time I wear something, I take it off the hanger. And see, I was raised in Kansas, so when I start talking to you, my Southern accent, it just starts hatching out of there, Eric. It just starts coming right up. Cheryl, you bring the best out in me for Cheryl.
Oh, good. So, and I'm trying not to say y'all too many times.
Well, we can just say y'all all we want. I said y'all in the seminar last week right here in Seattle. Everybody did a double take, and I said,
whoop,
came right out. Anyway, so I take something off, let's say a sweater, which I hang some of them, and so I take it off the hanger, and when I wear it, put it back on the hanger, I face it the opposite direction.
Correct.
Every time I wear that same sweater, I keep it face the opposite direction.
Right.
So at the end, then, of when it's time to kind of bring out the spring clothes or summer ones, I look at the ones that were never turned, which means I never wore them.
That's right.
Incredible.
And you know the rule. If you haven't worn it in 6 months, out it goes.
Oh,
it's a great way to purge without the, you know, just, you can do it all at once. It's so simple.
And this also, for those that don't want to let go of their things, will force them to wear everything.
Right. Well, and for those that are on diets, we'll show you how well you've done.
That's true. That is true. I'm telling you, that is just genius. Now, can you do us a favor? I would really like your help to, I'm going to put you on the spot again and ask if you're willing, because you could say no. To make a commitment to just take a digital picture of some clothes in a closet, some turned one way and some turned the other, and email that to me with a little description, and then I want to put you on stagehomes.com and give you all the credit with your phone number for that.
Well, I'd love to do it. It's not a totally original idea, but...
Well, you shared it with us.
I did share it with you.
So
I did.
All we have to do is say shared with stagehomes.com viewers by, and your name is...
Okay, that's great. I'll be glad to do that.
Awesome, girl.
I have a client working on that right now.
Cool. And you could do it in your own closet just for a second to get the picture.
Oh, sure.
And then get that
because
to
I practice what I preach.
Oh,
I am
do
doing
too.
It now.
I really do. I you know, there's some things in my personal life I'm still working on to be as good as I am in my professional life, and I've got the professional life down pretty well. So I live in a staged home, and I've been working on this, as you know, for 32 years. So it is a way of life for me, and I'm just so thrilled that you gave us that great idea.
Thank you.
That was, see, for all of us, that's a big hit. You are a hit.
A star for today.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I hope that, yes, I've seen you actually on the radio page, and Eric, our producer, is there. And when you go to stagehomes.com, the home page, and click on the old-fashioned radio, all of our listeners, you can see Cheryl as a radio guest for today, and that's through my site, stagehomes.com, which we have, you know, actually over 1,000 pages in the site. And then you'll be able to go to find an ASP now as well, which is on the home page. And so you're in more than one place on our site because you're on the radio page, you're on the ASP directory, then you have your feature page, and then you have the opportunity to feature your houses.
I have them on there. It's a wonderful tool.
So that means, girl, thank you so much, that you are being rotated on the homepage of stagehomes.com.
Right.
You know that, this is interesting, before we go to our commercial and I tell you my final thanks, that we have approximately 3,500 graduates of our course and growing, and that is the accredited staging professional course and the master course. And we have hundreds, thousands, really, that have placed their homes on the site, and we have hundreds and hundreds that have developed a feature page about themselves on the site, kind of a mini website, which you've done. But there are only 43 of you out of 3,500 that have done both. You did not know that, Cheryl, did you?
I didn't.
You could say that.
That goes from me being an educator. I'm filling the squares.
Well, I'm telling you, girl, that means out of 3,500 people, you stand alone with those other 42.
Well, I want to challenge the other stagers out there to get their homes on the website.
Yeah, good for you.
It's a great tool.
Yeah, thank you.
It really is.
And you just keep putting them on.
Oh, I will.
Because you are walking the talk, and those of you that are rotated on the home page are getting the most visibility that way, as well as other ways on the site. So it is just a joy to have you on. Will you come back and be with me on future
shows? I would love to. I've really enjoyed this.
Well, it's just a treat, and I can hardly wait to get my arms around you and give you a big old Northwest California hug when you come to the convention.
I'll see you next spring for sure.
I really look forward to it. And you stay safe and keep up your great work. And thanks for being on today's show. It's a real pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, stay tuned. This is Barb Schwartz, Staging Life with Barb. I get so excited. Halloween is coming. Eric gave us tips about that. And wasn't Cheryl's idea a keeper? Wow, that was wonderful. When we come back, we're going to hear from Ross Dunn, the head, the honcho, the genius. He's the man at StepForest.com to teach us about using the Internet and how to be more powerful with it. And so you're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio. It's the only choice. It's alternative talk, meaning that we stay with the high road always. So you stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwartz, and you're listening to my show, Staging Life with Barb. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you do that every Monday and Friday from 2 to 3. We have the greatest guests. I feel so blessed to have you listening and to have my wonderful guests on the air to share great ideas with us. We've just listened with Cheryl Haas, accredited staging professional and organizer.
Who, Barb, I hate to interrupt, but she did tell us during the break there the best way for to do these pumpkin seeds. I was talking before, and I'm not an expert on it.
She said
put a little olive oil on your cookie sheet, 300 degrees, so I was right there, 45 minutes. So
okay.
Just wanted to clear that up.
I'm so glad you did that. I really appreciate it because you are our main pumpkin man, you know. You are. And then it was so great of her to share her wonderful ideas with us. And so thanks, Eric, because that's important because we did get the time a little bit off. So 45 minutes, you said, with olive oil.
We don't want to undercook pumpkin seeds.
Okay. And we don't want to cremate them like I did, too.
That's right.
It is now my great joy, and it really is, to introduce to you Ross Dunn, and he is with StepForest.com. And I just feel so privileged to work with this man. For a number of years, as I started StageChumps.com, we worked with a couple of firms to do search engine placement. And remember, I had never even turned on a computer until the year 2000, and I remember sitting down and trying to poke my way around email and the Internet, not knowing at all what I was doing. And during that year, it became quite evident to me that we needed a better company, somebody that really knew what they were doing, so that we could really move to a much greater place of serving people through the Internet. And enter Ross. And so I am very honored to have him as our special guest today. Ross, I think you're there, right?
I am indeed.
And, you know, I know it's a little bit hard for you to hear, but our listeners can hear you. And that's what's so important. Tell everyone where your company is located.
Well, we're actually located in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And I'll say it now. You guys were talking about saying y'all a lot. Well, we say A. And I'll apologize right now because I'm sure I say it quite often.
Well, tell us now, how many are in your company?
Actually, we're a fairly small company. We've got four employees in-house. We generally work with companies that need more on-hand service. We work directly with the clients, as you know, and everything we do is manual. So it requires a little more work, but we keep small so we can provide the best quality service we can.
Now, let us know, what are the services that you do for people out of StepForest? Just name them.
Sure. Okay. Well, first of all, I guess I should just expound on exactly what search engine placement and optimization is. essentially what we offer are services that increase your website's exposure on the Internet. Our goal is to have your website appear on the first page of the search engine, such as Google. So to do that, we have a variety of services. Our basic services work a lot with small business that are looking for, say, a regional regional exposure. So say if it's staging Seattle, in this case, we'd be able to work with a client to make sure that their website gets that kind of a ranking under Google. So if someone types that in, there you are, you're number one or in the top 10. Now, the services we offer vary from that all the way up to corporate. I do work with everyone from, for example, Time Inc. And in their case, we offer consultation services, trying to help them make sure their magazines get the best rankings they can on the search engine. So it's quite a spread of different services we offer.
I'm having a little bit of a challenge hearing you, and I'm wondering if it's about the connection, because we're remoting you in. Eric, how are we on the connection, and can our listeners hear?
You guys are sounding good over the air. Ross, if you wouldn't mind speaking a little more directly into that mouthpiece, that would help things, I think. And we can try a new connection during the break. Do you want to take a break here, Barb?
Well, you know, that might be helpful. Everyone, Ross has such great information, and I really want you to be able to hear him as clearly as possible, and I want to hear him as clearly as possible. And unfortunately, Ross, you may have to almost yell into the telephone. Sometimes, you know, those border people at the border, no, I'm teasing, are keeping our connections. No, I am a big tease at the same time, but I want to get you through loud and clear. So, everyone, we do need to have a commercial break before we would have the end of the show anyway, and yet we have almost 15 more minutes that I want to be able to interview Ross.
And this will be a very short break.
So, everyone, you stay tuned. It's worth it. And I, Barb Schwerz, and Ross Dunn, my special guest, will be right back on KKNW Positive Choice Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwerz, and I'm so glad you're listening. This is my weekly show, Monday and Friday from 2 to 3, and I call my show Staging Life with Barb because it's about all aspects of your life, your home, your health, your happiness, and a part of that has to do so much with the Internet. We're connected to all kinds of people, and what a resource the Internet is. So today, my special guest, and I'm glad we paused for a moment because we have a much better connection now. You know, the magic of the communication is amazing, and Ross Dunn is with StepForth.com. It's his company out of Victoria. What a beautiful place to live. And so welcome back, Ross.
Thank you very much. It's nice
to
be able to hear you better, too.
I can hear you so much better. Wonderful. Now, we were telling everybody what you do, and tell everyone what you do for StageTubs.com. I know that you help secure us the number one spot in the Internet on home staging.
Right. Well, essentially what we do for Staged Homes is we first compiled a list of the keywords that you wanted to get a top ranking for in Google. So our job was, of course, to get you those rankings. So we looked at what phrases actually delivered you the traffic that you need. And do that, of course, home staging was a major one. Staged homes, all those larger and more general but focused phrases. We took those phrases and we made sure that your site was, for lack of a better word, tweaked to make sure that when a search engine views your website, it does see that that is exactly what it should be about. So a search engine is essentially reading your website and trying to decide what it is about. And using our services, we were able to make sure it understood home staging and staged homes as being the main focus of your website.
Well, you've done a genius job at that. The tweaking, as you call it, which I appreciate, you are so genius at. And by the way, my goal is in the future that you're going to be able to help a lot of our graduates. And I handed out the first flyer just to let you know in our seminar that we had in Kirkland, one of the greater suburbs of Seattle, and on Friday, and it was so well received, and I heard the greatest comments. Because so many agents selling real estate and so many people that are professional stagers as our ASPs have their own websites, and a number of them are turning to Sheldon Hooker, our designer, to, that's his name, to design them. And yet someone can start a site about, you know, their brand new baby boy or something. I see those kinds of things all the time. And you really are who I want to give so much credit to as to taking us to the top. And I know in staging, you've done exactly what I wanted you to do, make us number one in the world along with everything else that we do. So I'm forever in your debt. And my joy is going to be to send our listeners and other types of businesses, because we, I know you work with us in the staging industry, and then there are other clients we've referred to you in other industries.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many clients do you work with, would you say, right now?
About between 40 and 50. Probably about 12 of them are nearly full-time. We work with a lot of clients like yourself where their sites are so large and so diverse that it does require a lot of attention, so we have a lot of those. But, you know, it's true, though. You were mentioning about the websites and people needing some search engine placement. It's true. I mean, it's just not enough to have a website anymore. You have to have it promoted on the search engines, because that's where the traffic's going to come from.
It really is. And, for example, working with you, we also have a pay-click program with, I think it's Overture. Is that right?
Right.
That we're doing. And there's so many programs you've taught me about that I had no knowledge about. And the words, keywords, and backdoor pages, and I knew tweaking for staging, but not for the Internet. And then the extra work that we do on the design of the pages and how it all shows for the benefit of all of our graduates and all of the homeowners, too, that come to find houses on the site. Because we want the homeowners and the public to be able to easily find us, because it's frustrating when somebody wants to find some information and they can't, no matter what they're looking at. And so the great work that you've done there is just to be so highly, you know, acknowledged by me and complimented. And now you're going to start working with our association even more, because you've already been working with the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And now we're going to have you optimized, is another word, see, that I didn't know a few years back, the sites for our chapters, which is so exciting, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fabulous. I mean, really, by having the IHOS site or the International Staging site so much more diverse, actually having a site for each chapter, you know, it gives you the ability to let your chapter members advertise their area. And with our services, we're going to help to get them the ranking they need to get some more traffic to their website, which further, you know, increases their visibility and hopefully a lot more business for them.
That's the bottom line. I'm just driven, and I mean that in a positive and sincere way, to bring our people more business. That's what I feel that my role is, and I feel very blessed as a businesswoman. You know, I would never compare myself to anyone like Oprah, and what we do share in common, though, is that I really want to help empower women and business owners as men and women to be able to grow their businesses in the staging profession for all that they really want it to be. And as we were interviewing Cheryl, who's an ASP with us, Ross, our last guest before you came on, and I don't know if you had us online or not. Were you able to hear the show before you came on?
I heard about the last probably 8 minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's in Tennessee, and we want to continue to help her grow her business, whether she's in Florida, New York, Tennessee, or wherever, as one of our accredited staging professionals. And then we also, you're working for with us, so the public can find the houses more and more easily. And I'm going to want to do a follow-up with you on that so that we can see how we're placing in the Internet, because we want to make sure that we're serving our owners the way that we want, although it's listed by the realtor or the ASP stager, not the owner, but the owner benefits from the, how they put them on the site. Now, when you think of your clients, some of them I know are pretty good size. Is it all right for you to say the name of some of them, or at least tell us the size of some of these companies?
I certainly can. I mean, I can't say all of them, of course. Some of them decided it's more of a secret that they use us. I think it's or their secret weapon, which is quite nice to hear. But when it comes down to it, I mean, like I said, Time Inc., you don't get much bigger than that. That's, you know, Time Warner, so at least Time Warner owns them. So we worked on Fortune magazine and Business 2.0. Those are just enormous magazines. We worked with everything down to a smaller but really, really reputable clients like Prince of Wales Whale Watching out of Victoria here. It's a world popular whale watching website and company in town here. Of course, your site, which is enormous, lots of great content and everything there. We also work with everything from we worked with Aldo Shoes out of Transit Shoes, it's called, last year. We've worked with, the list just goes on. I'm trying to think of the biggest ones.
Well, I know that it gave us great joy because actually Time Warner, as you know, came to StageTones.com and said, what did we think of, you know, who would we refer and what did we think about your company? And I felt honored that they found us. And it's partly your work, you know, behind the scenes that they did find us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're somewhere between 1,300 and 1,500 pages on our site. When you say enormous, you're right. And growing because of all of the university, the staging university for our graduates, which is the only university of its kind really in the world. And so it gives me joy to refer you, and I feel comfortable in the fact, because it is tempting to keep you a secret, Ross. And I can understand why they want to. However, I tend to come from a place that the more that I share you with our stagers through StageTones.com, the more they're going to grow, the more you're going to grow, the more we're going to grow. So it really benefits everyone. And I feel safe about that because, you know, you're not working with other staging companies, quote unquote.
No, definitely. We offer exclusivity for all of our
clients. We have an exclusive with you. So I just tell it from the rooftops of other businesses that are listening that really want to grow their visibility and their business really through the internet. If you're not in the staging where we do have an exclusivity today, I'm having trouble saying that word, then stepforth.com and you have your website. You're just phenomenal to me. You know, I call you geniuses everywhere I go.
Thank you.
You're too kind.
It's so easy to work with your website because there's so much content there.
Well, thank you.
Really, that's really what drives the website, and good content. And because there's so much, we can work with it, and it's just, it makes life so much easier to get a ranking. And I can't say that enough to all the listeners. If you do have a website, make sure that the content is well written.
We've got 60 seconds here, Barbara.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a great big thank you, Ross. And I know you and I are going to be talking very soon. And I appreciate everybody at Step Forth. Give them all my love and many hugs and my best.
Okay.
And to all of you as listeners, and to Cheryl Haas, our other guest as well, thank you so much for sharing part of your day and world with me. My honor and joy is hopefully bringing you a positive note that's educational and entertaining at the same time. I wish you a wonderful Halloween, those of you that really celebrate and have a lot of fun, especially with your children, and us big kids too. And you listen in on Friday, you'll hear a repeat of the show, so you may want to share it with some of your friends from 2 to 3 on Friday or anytime on StageTones.com. We stream the shows live. Just go to the homepage, click on the radio, and you'll find me there.
And we'll be back tomorrow with more Positive Choice Talk Radio, so be sure and tune in.